Boker Tov, good morning everyone. It is Monday morning and time for a new topic for Halacha in the Morning. Kitzer Shulchan Aruch, we're going to jump about 105 chapters ahead to Perek Kuf Lamed Tes, chapter 139. We'll come back and make up what we missed at some point afterwards, but I thought since Hanukkah is just a few weeks away, it would be appropriate to prepare for Hanukkah by learning some of Hilchos Hanukkah. So here we go, Halacha Aleph. Before the Kitzer gets into the details and the laws of Hanukkah, he gives us some of the historical background of the reason for the exciting holiday of Hanukkah. Bevayis Sheni Kishamalcha Malchus Yavan, during the times of the Second Temple, when the Greek authorities reigned supreme in the land of Israel. Gazur Gezeros al Yisrael Ubitlu Dasam, they made all kinds of terrible decrees against the Jewish people, trying to nullify our laws and our mitzvos, and didn't allow us to be busy with and to be involved with learning and teaching Torah and fulfilling mitzvos. Upashtu yedeim b'mamonam uvnoseim, they reached out their hands and grabbed our money and our daughters. V'nichnasu laheichal upartzu bopratzos, they entered into the heichal of the Beis HaMikdash and they broke through all boundaries of holiness and sanctity. V'timu esataros, they contaminated that which was pure. And they gave Bnei Yisrael all kinds of terrible difficulties and troubles. And there was a tremendous pressure upon the Jewish people. And it was very, very difficult times. Ad until, finally, until Hashem had mercy on us, and He saved us from their hands, and He redeemed us. And the hands of the Chashmonaim, the Kohanim, the great Kohanim, strengthened and destroyed them. V'hoshiu es Yisrael miyadam, and saved the Jewish people from their hands. V'ha'emidu melech min ha'Kohanim, and they established a king from among the Kohanim. That was after the victory over Yavan, something that was frowned upon by many. That's another part of the story, but maybe we'll discuss that another time. V'chazra malchus Yisrael yoser mimasayim shana ad ha'chorban ha'sheni. And the Jewish kingship returned. We were independent and self-sovereigning again for more than 200 years until ultimately the Beis HaMikdash itself was destroyed in Churban Bayis Sheni. Uchashe Gavar Yisrael Aloyveim V'ibdum. And when the Jewish people strengthened and defeated their enemies, B'chamisha V'esrim B'chodesh Kislev Hayah, was on the 25th day of the month of Kislev. That's really the day that the victory took place. V'nechnesu Lahichal. They entered into the Heichal of the Beis HaMikdash to light the menorah and begin reestablishing the practices in the Beis HaMikdash. And we could only find one jug of oil that still had the seal of the Kohen Gadol that indicated that the oil inside this jug was pure. But that was enough to just light for one day. So you're familiar with the story, but it's always good to review. And yet, even though there only seemed to be enough oil naturally for one day, the oil lasted for 8 full days, which was enough time to crush new olives and to prepare new pure oil to continue lighting, so not a day had to be missed. And because of that, the wise men, the leaders of that generation, established that these 8 days, beginning on the 25th day of the month of Kislev, Yeme Simcha v'Hallel, should be days of joy and Hallel, praise. V'umadlikim b'hem aneros be'erev al pischei abatim b'chol layla v'layla b'shmonas alelos. And we light candles, we light Hanukkah candles, and the entryway to our home, we'll discuss more details of that in the coming days and weeks, each and every night of these 8 nights, l'haros u'legalos haneis, to display and to publicize this miracle. V'ayamim ha'ilu nikraim Hanukkah. And these days are called Chanukah. For 2 reasons, the Kizer says. Firstly, Rotzon Lomar Chanu Chafhei. Shebi Yom Chafhei Chanu Me'oyeveihem. The word Chanukah is a contraction of 2 words, Chanu, which means to rest, and Chafhei, which is the 25th, representing the 25th day of the month of Kislev. That was the day that we were able to rest in victory from the battle over the Greeks. V'od Mifnei Shebi Yomim Ha'ilu Asu Chanukah Sabayas Shatzorim Timu. And also because the word Chanukah means to inaugurate or to dedicate. And it was on this day, on this time, when we were able to re-inaugurate or rededicate the Beis HaMikdash to be used properly and purely, and therefore, again, another meaning behind the word Chanukah. V'lachein, yesh omrim tzur mitzvah laharbos k'tzas besudah v'chanukah. There are some who say there is a custom to increase our eating, our suda, have a nice meal on Chanukah, or even each day of Chanukah. We'll discuss that a little bit more in detail this week as well. And also the original Mishkan, the creation of all the different parts of the Mishkan, also took place, the completion also took place on Chanukah. Another element of Simcha connected to these days. A person should make sure to tell over stories of these miracles to the people in his home. These are things that we should be talking about, especially over at Chanukah itself. But nonetheless, even though there is a custom and it's appropriate to have an extra meal, some extra food on Chanukah, it doesn't automatically obtain the status of a Suda's mitzvah. Unless of a meal that's considered to be a mitzvah, unless a person also includes some songs or praises for Hashem as part of this meal. In other words, when you sit down for a meal on Shabbos or Yom Tov, so of course it's also appropriate that people should sing Zemiros and say Divrei Torah and talk about important things, but really just naturally sitting down and eating a meal fulfills the mitzvah of a meal of Shabbos or Yom Tov. That itself is already something special and holy. Whereas on Chanukah, it takes a little bit more active intention and effort to instill within this meal the status of a Suda's mitzvah. So we should sing songs, say Divrei Torah, make it just not a regular meal, but a real true Chanukah meal. Umarbim b'tzedakah b'yimei Chanukah, should increase giving tzedakah on Chanukah. Ki hei misugalim l'sakin p'am p'gamei nafsho al yedei tzedakah u'biyuchud l'lom de Torah ha'niyam l'hachazikam. The last topic we learned, ironically, was Hilchos Tzedakah, and apparently there's a special segula, special merit and connection between Chanukah and Tzedakah, maybe going all the way back to the fact that at the very beginning of the halacha we said that the Yevanim, the Greeks, would grab our money, so maybe the way that we contend with that is by giving money to people who are in need, and particularly those who are studying Torah, who might be needy, to give them strength and support, something special to do all the time, but especially on Chanukah. Have a great day, have a wonderful week.